Yes, before I left Monrovia, actually, we're working with our importers, and we're fortunate to say that as I left, we're actually unloading a rice vessel, and there was another one coming in to supply us rice, which would take us through end of November. We also had fuel supplies that are being delivered. We benefit from proximity to Ivory Coast in terms of fuel supply. And we've worked with our counterparts in the Ivory Coast, and we have steady supply of fuel from that source.
But when it comes to something like rice, you say you have enough till November, but aren't prices going up and people hoarding?
Yeah, there's panic purchasing taking place. Speculation is also fueling the price. But what we have done is publish the analyzed fair price of the market. And we've tried to enforce those published prices. Now, there are people who will take advantage of the situation, and we may not have the full capacity to monitor every sales point to ensure compliance. But we're doing our best, and the public has been calling in and reporting non-compliance, and we've been penalizing those who are non-compliant.
How do you penalize them? Do you prosecute them?
What the law calls for penalties, and in terms of fines, in terms of seizure, so there are several tools we have at our disposal to deal with these challenges.
Now, the International Crisis Group have warned of political upheaval and insecurity. Is your government worried?
There's a fear of the unknown in terms of the implication of Ebola, but I think it stops there. We have to look at it. What's fueling the spread of Ebola is embedded in our traditions. And I often say, this is an invasion of a biohazard in nature that thrives on human kindness. We value the sanctity of death and birth and the burial rituals. And so that is the superhighway for the spread of Ebola. The cultural norms that appeal to our human kindness, the desire to care for loved ones.
Indeed, I do understand that, but what about countries like Nigeria or Senegal where they've tried to control the spread? They have these similar cultures as well.
This is a different comparison.
What exactly is the difference?
Ebola had already reached a certain level, and it had met international attention, and support was coming in for Liberia. The countries in the region were already aware that this was escalating and had put in measures to begin to monitor incidents in their country and were able to mobilize the resources to do that. With so many competing priorities, we've done the best we could with the limited resources we have.
You sometimes ask yourself, why Liberia?
There will be a time for introspection. Right now, our focus is we need to contain this before it gets beyond our ability to really address it in an adequate manner.